You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Elizabeth Mofu of La Via Campesina. Real World Radio interviewed Zimbabwean President Elizabeth Mofu during La Via Campesina's Sex International Conference held in Jakarta, Indonesia, from June the 9th to the 13th. The organization has now moved its international secretariat to Zimbabwe, so the national group of La Via Campesina Zimbabwe will be playing a new international role and facing new challenges. Mofu spoke about the impact capitalism is having on peasants and women. She mentioned that capitalism is still grabbing land from people and that violence against women is increasing. However, she said some of the progress made by La Via Campesina in the recent year is its growing number of peasants at the international level and the mobilization of more women to attend international meetings and conferences. Some of the movement's biggest achievements, in Mofu's opinion, has been the promotion of food sovereignty and the introduction of agroecology training schools. She recognized there are still some challenges ahead, such as the mobilizing of young people to become more active in the movement. She said young people are resistant because they think farming is a very difficult activity, so La Via Campesina is trying to get them involved in farming. One of the main problems in Zimbabwe is that young people do not have enough land, so they depend on their parents' land. She also mentioned climate change as one of the biggest challenges faced by all farmers, but she highlighted the importance of indigenous seeds. About the next steps to be taken by La Via Campesina, she said that they need to market their agroecological production. They have to process, package and sell their products to the markets, and for that they need to campaign to lobby governments.
Since the Maputo in 2008, yes, Via Campesina, we've been doing some campaigns against this capitalism. There might be some slight changes because this is a serious issue whereby these capitalists are still grabbing the land from the people. It's still a big issue. And also violence against women is not really decreasing. Otherwise, it's increasing. But we should try. We will not stop campaigning against that. Yeah, because this is a serious issue. This is a very serious issue. But with now, what I'm focusing, because the number of people in Via Campesina is now growing. We are quite a huge number now at the national level. I think now our voices are going to be heard and some changes will be done because we are hearing some stories, news here and there that Via Campesina now is going to sit within the United Nations. And I think they've now noticed that, no, this movement is really for the human rights.
What have been the greatest advancements of Via Campesina since
long? The advance.
Yeah, what has Via Campesina conquered since 2008?
I think the mobilization of my women to take leadership, to come to meetings, to conferences, which is very important.
Regarding the whole Via Campesina?
Yeah.
And what do you think are Via Campesina's main, biggest achievements in general, like in the peasant movement?
A lot of achievements has been done. A lot of achievements. Because for a movement like Via Campesina, it's very difficult to really see the achievements at a global level. But if we can talk of at continental level, or at national level, or to regional level, I think a lot has been done. Even if we go through our reports here, look at the issue of food sovereignty and also the issue of introduction of agroecology training schools, those are big achievements. Those are big achievements. And the issue of food sovereignty, even some of the governments are now also going to this issue. Yes. It's a really big advantage and achievement for Via Campesina. And I think also all these challenges which we are discussing today, if we come again to meet maybe after 5 years, that will be nothing to hear about. That is my focus.
A brief description of, we already talked about the situation of peasants in your country. And just a brief description of how the peasants are organized, how the movement is in your country.
my movement.
Yes, the from movement. Is it very organized?
Yeah, it's very organized because we really start from the village level. We have to form our groups at a village level. Then from there, we come together to form what we call small farmer organizations. And also from small farmer organization, we come to form what we call a union. Then from union, we are forming up what is we call in Zimbabwe a cluster. Then these clusters come together. They form what we call the national chapter. That is how we are organized. And also we are really mobilizing the youth also to be active in our movement, which is a thing which is also in line with the Via Campesina objective. That is a thing which we are really working out as for now, because you know young people, they are very resistant because they think farming is a very difficult activity. Not necessarily looking at how difficult it is now to get jobs, especially in our country. So we are really trying to find out that they also get involved in farming. And the very fortunate part of it, those young people who got some pieces of land in Zimbabwe, they are really into tobacco growing and they are producing tobacco. So I think those are the exemplary to other youth.
What are the main problems they have to face at present in your country?
Otherwise, the most problem which they may face as the peasants, youth peasants, it's like not having enough land. Because if you don't have your own piece of land, you depend on your parents' piece of land. That is a big challenge. Unless you manage to get your own piece of land, and also you manage to get some resources so that you can also till your land. So you find out these youth, they don't have those resources, how to manage to till their land, so they depend from their parents. It's a big challenge. You cannot do one thing at two things at a time. You have to concentrate it to your own farm. And also the issue of climate change, yes, it's a big issue. It's a big challenge for all farmers, for all small-scale farmers, even the commercial farmers, although some of them, they have irrigation facilities. But otherwise, those are the challenges which we really face as peasants.
Because
truly speaking, we were concentrating on our indigenous seeds. Yes.
You're talking about the whole movement in the world.
Yes.
And the struggle for food sovereignty.
Yeah, we are really like, even if we went to the agroecology exhibition here, those are indigenous seeds which were exhibited. That is a great achievement to show the world that we mean what we say, we do what we mean. Yes.
But what do you think is the next challenge for food sovereignty for the Via Campesina?
That is a tricky question.
Like, what would be the next step in this campaign?
Yeah, I think the next step we should look at is now how to... the issue of marketing now, because we have to produce this, to process, to package, and also to sell to the markets. So those are the issues which we are looking forward to lobbying now, to campaign for as Via Campesina. I think that is my vision for the food sovereignty issue. But otherwise, I look forward to success in these food sovereignty issues for Via Campesina.
And the last question, what do you expect from this conference? What are the results you expect from this sixth conference?
My expectations from this conference, like now this is the 20th anniversary for Via Campesina, and we've seen that we still have more challenges which you are facing, and we have managed achieved also some of the challenges which we're talking about for the past 10 years. Now, after this 20 years, what? I'm looking forward to see our action plan being implemented, and this should be really shown in the plan of action which we are going to develop here. It should spell out exactly when we should really see some results, because right now we no longer want just to plan and relax and sit. We should try to implement what we have planned for. That is my first vision for the for this assembly. And I think I also wish to see the youth, how they have developed their action plan, and so that they also get support for the action plan to be assisted to move forward.
You are listening to Real World News.